The Hayes Young Professionals will once again host the Holiday Chair Community Card Decorating Event at the Hayes Public Library. Hayes Chamber President and CEO Sarah Wasinger stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Well, we have a wonderful event coming up. Our Hayes Young Professionals do such a fantastic job throughout the year. I'm really trying to have a variety of events that are family friendly, that are good at building connections and networking for them. We just so happen to have one of those family friendly, community friendly events that is coming up. And that'll be Saturday, November 12th.
Love that. Yeah, I love, you know, and we talk about this so much on the show. And this is one of the things that really warms my heart is seeing organizations and events that really draw people together. And this is a big one. I love this. And you guys are obviously all about that community down there at the Chamber, right?
Absolutely. So they are having a Holiday Cheer community card decorating event. So they actually just started this event last year for the first time. So this is kind of a second annual event, if you will. They really wanted to find a way to connect with our elderly community who, at that point in time, through COVID, we were still kind of locked down. They couldn't have a lot of guests and things of that nature. So they really just wanted to find a way to kind of bring some extra joy and cheer to some of those folks in those facilities. So they decided to have an event to where they would have families. You know, even if you're a young professional and you don't have children, that's okay. You can still come and, you know, find your kid at heart and help come decorate some cards. We will be doing it at 10 a.m. at the Hayes Public Library. So they are always so gracious to open up their space for any event, you know, that is community related. And it's obviously free. Our Kiwanis Club of Hayes has actually been very kind to give the money to purchase all of the supplies needed. So I hear there's going to be glitter. You know, that's always good times when you're a parent. And, you know, the good thing about that is the kids can play with the glitter and it's not at your own house.
Yeah. Although, inevitably, you're going to get some back at your house.
Oh, probably.
Because that's the way glitter just goes.
Probably.
I was at a Sternberg event. I don't even know. And it was like 3 days later. I'm like, where does glitter come from, guys? Like, well, we were at the Sternberg the other day, remember? And I'm like, how is it in my kitchen? But it's all good.
But the nice thing is, I think last year, if I remember correctly, they did something like 350 cards. So
wow.
That was actually enough cards to give one to every individual who was in one of our assisted living facilities in Hayes. But they also were able to do some over in Ellis. It was my understanding. So
cool.
I think the goal would be to, of course, make sure that we have a card for every person this year as well. You're not limited to making just one card. You know, that event will be going on. I hear there's going to be some snacks and refreshments available for the kids and family members who attend that day. And so you can just kind of make a couple of cards and really just, you know, go crazy. We have a lot of different supplies that we purchased last week. They'll kind of have all of the cards pre-cut, and then really creativity just gets to kind of take flight, and they can kind of just do whatever they want to do.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be a fun event. Make sure to get your calendars marked. 10 a.m. This is, again, Saturday, November 12th at the Hayes Public Library, right?
That's correct.
Going to be a good time. And, you know, and good, God bless the young professionals for doing this. You know, that is such an organization. Maybe we want to talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
They do, you know, they're all volunteers and they help, again, they connect the community with events like this, but they are attached to the Chamber. So they kind of have that business focus as well, right?
Absolutely. So you may have remembered the street dance that they had, you know, this past summer, and they just do a great job. For those who may not be familiar with the Hayes Young Professionals, they are a group of 21 to 40 years in age. So yes, there is an age range for that young professional. You know, Rhonda always jokes, if you know, we would let other people in, maybe they could pay the bar tab or things of that nature for more of those social events. But so if you have not engaged with them, you know, this would be a great event to just kind of get your feet wet and figure out what they're all about. They also have connection lunches that are usually the third Tuesday of every month, excluding, you know, November and December. And then over the summer months, we kind of don't do that with travel. But they also have different social hours to where you can kind of engage and connect with folks. They've got a couple of different committees as well. There's a networking and engagement committee that really focuses on just kind of creating events such as these to give the folks a chance to come out and meet other young professionals, but also just really be able to kind of get involved in the business community. And then they also have a membership development committee that focuses on giving opportunities for leadership within the group, as well as providing professional development. And they actually have funds set aside that they'll actually give scholarships to some of our young professionals who want to go do training and further in their education. So love the group so much. And then, of course, their main organization for the leadership for the group is the Advisory Council. They meet once a month, and they kind of are the ones who help kind of set the policy for the group and really in general approve different events if anything new is going on. But we absolutely love them. They are such a champion for our chamber. And really, it's a great place to kind of get started. If you're not familiar with being a part of the chamber, come in as a young professional, kind of, like we said, get your feet wet, and then see what else there is to take advantage of with the events that the chamber has throughout the year.
Yeah, you know what I like about this group is I've interacted with them over the years at different events. It's always so much fun, but that networking piece is so valuable. And I think everyone that I've ever spoken to that has been involved, really the return on investment, even in just the time and outside of the fun events, because it's, again, they're always having fun, but that networking really helps develop some pretty incredible projects here in Ellis County.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is a little bit more than just, you know, those fun things. You know, they have a lunch with leaders where they bring a local leader in to talk about a specific, way that they got engaged in the community. And then it's just really kind of learning how the people who are successful currently, what they've done to be successful so that they too can maybe implement some of those strategies. They have, coffees with some of the local leaders as well throughout the year. So it's a lot more than just those fun things. But yes, we try to have a good variety of, you know, leadership opportunities, growth opportunities for folks to take advantage of.
Very cool. Now, I'm assuming because they're affiliated with the chamber, there has to be some sort of membership there, whether they themselves are members or their business is a member. Right?
Correct. So if you are tied to a chamber member business, you can be a part of the YP group for $100 per year. If you are not tied to a chamber business but still want to get involved, you sure can. The cost for that each year would be $140.
Very cool.
And then we also have, we don't have as many of these, but if you're a Fort Hays State University student and you're 21 years of age or older, you can be a part of the YP group for $60 per year.
Oh, very neat. Yeah, if you're just getting into that realm of...
Yes.
And I think about, you know, especially the students down there in the MDC and the, you know, the Robbins College for Entrepreneurship, what a great opportunity for them to take advantage of that and get connected now while they're getting that, we're putting those business ideas together.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because when I talk to people about the Hays Young Professionals Group, they are very near and dear to my heart because that's actually how I got started with the chamber in general. I've lived in Hays and Ellis County my entire life, and I found myself as I was getting older, all of my friends that I was pretty close to had, you know, graduated from college at Fort Hays State University or another university maybe, and they just didn't come back home, or they left and moved somewhere else. So YP for me was really a place where I grounded myself and found some roots again and was able to meet some wonderful people who I still consider to this day to be lifelong friends.
Love that. And yeah, that's so interesting to me that you mentioned that the reconnection, because I know a lot of folks, and I'm not a native of Ellis County. I claim Ellis County is home now, but not from here originally. But I know a lot of people over the years that grew up here and left and then came back and kind of found that new niche when they came back. You know, they've, not to say they've dismissed their, you know, high school friends or college friends, but they've kind of found that new group of professionals that they are attached to, and it's a whole new environment for them here in Hays.
Absolutely. There is something to be said about, you know, kind of finding a group of people who's in that same stage of life. You just tend to have more in common. You can kind of have that camaraderie of maybe challenges that you're overcoming currently, or sharing successes and finding, you know, what works for you. So definitely love that group. Always, of course, check out our chamber events calendar to see what they're up to. And then, of course, we have all of their good information throughout the year in our newsletters.